together right now. Over me.
On Greenspan's testimony to praise or criticize. Here he is on Meet the Press as President Gerald Ford's chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers almost 31 years ago.
Mr. Greenspan, you repeatedly stressed this morning the importance of cutting government spending. You've attributed the inflationary problem to a large measure to increases in federal spending. That has been a fundamental and key part of the pre-summit White House economic policy. Would those policies have worked had they been given time?
Well, actually, Mr. Levine, I'm a little puzzled by the numerous discussions around that tight fiscal policy has been tried and has been found wanting. I think if you look at the figures, we've been running deficits almost indefinitely over the last decade and a half, and I find it really rather puzzling as to why people somehow read these numbers in some manner as though we had some fiscal responsibility. We haven't. I think it's about time we started.
Deficits, 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 then and now. And we'll be right back.
Listen to Tim the Whore trying to tell the occasional viewer deficits then, deficits now, as though we've always had deficits, we'll always have deficits, so why are the Democrats whining? We had deficits 30 years ago, we have deficits now, so obviously we will always have deficit spending, so why bother? What is wrong with these Democrats with their nye, nye, nye all over godly Bush sent here to save us from the Clinton error? But the truth is, Clinton not only reversed the spending spree, he cut the deficit. He lowered the deficit. He made it better. He made it better by leaps and bounds. If this was a radio, I could show you the chart. It's the difference between the Rocky Mountains and the big abyss in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's the difference between 10 miles up and 10 miles down. Tim the Whore, doing all he can to carry water for the White House. Deficits, deficits. We had them then. We had them now. What is wrong with the Democrats? Why are they pestering our beloved president who's only trying to save us from Al-Qaeda? That fucking Bush borrowing money from China to give to the super rich and then telling the first responders to terrorism, we can't afford to give you gas masks. We can't afford to send out pamphlets on what to do in case of an emergency. We can't afford to have local strike teams put together on what to do in case of an emergency. We can't afford all that because we're having to borrow money from China. And then when he borrows money from China, he gives it to the super rich. And what did the super rich do with it? Nothing. Tim Russert, you're a whore. You've always been a whore. Now get out of here.
Deficits, deficits, deficits. Then and now.
Pay for your tournament fee, with 10 grand on top of that. If I end up at the final table, that's another 10,000 for you. And if I win, that's a $20,000 bonus for you. And a bright future sitting next to me. Is that fair?
Fair is the Florida vote.
Cards and politics don't mix.
Yeah. What are you for? Absolutely. Nothing. Uh-huh. Yeah. What are you for? Absolutely. Nothing. Say it again, yeah. To me. Oh, oh, I despise. Cause it means that your children are missing lives. Warm me in tears. If I was above the sky. When their sons go to fight and lose their lives. I said war.
You know, there's lots to make fun of in the U.S. whore today, but one of the funniest parts is that section towards the end of the first part where they give you one paragraph from all 50 states. And because they're limited to one paragraph, some of the little snippets come out real stupid. Thought I might go through a couple of them. Don't know what day this is from, don't care, because I just don't care. California, San Diego, the city will pay $975,000 to the family of Alejandro Jimenez, a mentally disturbed man who police shot 31 times. 31 times. They shot that poor bastard. And now he's got $975,000 except for the part that he's dead. So great. His wife and kids get $1 million. And his ass is in heaven or hell or in wherever you go when you're dead. The poor bastard. You know, a guy walks up to you on the street. Hey, dude, got good news or bad news? What's that? Good news, I'm going to give you $1 million. Cool. Bad news is you're dead. Bam, 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 bam. They shoot him 31 times. Oh, what's it like to be Hispanic in San Diego? Jimenez, 24, fought with officers in a small parking lot in 2002. Police said he grabs an officer's baton and an empty beanbag shotgun. Well, I guess he could do some harm with an officer's baton, but the cops should have known the beanbag shotgun was empty. Shouldn't the cop with the beanbag shotgun know if it's loaded or not? And they shot him 31 times. You know, you shoot a guy 10, 12, 15, 20, 25 times, he might live to tell the tale on the witness stand. So if you're smart, you shoot him 31 times. That way you can just, unless there's videotape, you can just say, well, he grabbed at us. We had to shoot him 31 times. Gosh, I wish I lived in San Diego. Atlanta, Georgia. Now you know, this is why I don't do the show live. I can't do the show live. A two-hour show would take 4 hours. Atlanta, Georgia. Some legislators are working to rename a creek that evokes the racially charged past. Oh, wouldn't want that. Not in Alabama. Not in Georgia. Wherever the hell we are. A resolution in the House would change Negro Branch in Brooks County to Pride Creek. Well, I know how mad this makes some people, but trust me, that's Nigger Creek. It is. It's just Nigger Creek from the top to the bottom of Georgia, from the east coast to the west coast of Georgia. It's Nigger Creek, and they can call it Negro Branch all they want, but that's the name they put in the newspaper, the name that every other person in Georgia calls it. It's Nigger Creek. And sure, it's a good idea to change the name, but stop lying to me. I hate to be lied to. Chicago, Illinois. Mayor Richard Daley said he'll continue to push state lawmakers to pass gun control measures. Legislation he backed failed at a state Senate committee. It would have limited the number of pistols people could buy and set up a licensing system for dealers. Well, why should we regulate guns? We regulate everything else in the world to effing death. You can't ride a bicycle. If you're 9 years old, you can't ride a bicycle legally down the damn street without a license. But you can sell AK-47s without one in Illinois, apparently, because the bill failed to regulate gun sales. And the other half of that is, he wants to limit how many, the number of pistols you can buy at a time. That's a good idea. Hi, excuse me. My name's Bart. I'd like 200 pistols, please. I need 200 Glocks before the end of the day. Why do you need them? None of your business. I got enemies. I got shit to do. I got people to kill. I need 200 Glocks, please. Now, why the hell wouldn't it make some sense? See, so frustrating. Can't get any Republican to argue with me. God damn, I can't get anybody to argue with me. But someone explain to me why you would need a whole lot of guns at one time. You know, if the law was you can only buy, you know, like two is a good number. If someone tells me, if someone says, Bart, we found your real name and your real address, we're going to come get you and Mrs. Bart. Well, fine. Now, me and Mrs. Bart are each going to have a gun on us. Well, we already do, but I'm saying if that happened, then I was a dove, and I finally came around to the realization about the facts of life, then I might go get me and her a gun. So, yeah, two per family or two per household or whatever, that's kind of a good round number. If you need 200 guns, well, then you better, I suggest you commit a crime so you can be put behind bars to protect yourself. But here, this mayor is trying to limit the number of guns you can buy in one day, and you got the NRA and the Republicans and every religious idiot standing there saying, no, God wants more guns on the streets. What is wrong with this country? Don't answer that, because I already know. Abilene, Kansas. An obscenity case brought against the Lion's Den adult superstore was dismissed for technical reasons. A Dickinson County grand jury returned a 29-count indictment alleging the store promoted obscenity, but a judge ruled the petition was improperly filed. Well, of course they promote obscenity. It's a porn shop. That's what they're supposed to do. How are you going to have a porn shop without any indecency? If I went in a porn shop and there was no indecency, I would file a suit, and I would do it in the damn right proper county. One time I was in Vegas, and I wanted to see, you know, men are like this, men are pigs, but I wanted to see what a Vegas porn store looked like. Because you figure, you know, when I was a kid, before I was 21, and I traveled, I'd have to take a bus. And, you know, the bus gets in at 1 and it leaves at 3:30. So you've got 2.5 hours to go. And you stand around the Greyhound station, the gay fellas try to pick you up. So I'd look in the phone book, find out what was nearby. I'd go to a bookstore or a music store or, you know, like a Sears and play with the pool tables. So you just got to go somewhere. And often I go into the bookshops, unquote, until they, I always looked old for my age. I had gray hair when I was a little kid, so I always looked like an old guy. So I'm 17, 18, and I'm looking in the porn store, the bookstore, and they'd often have a porn section. And I'd seen a lot of them in St. Louis and Little Rock and Fayetteville and Fort Smith and every other place I had to take a damn bus. So I wanted to see what a real-life porn shop looked like in Vegas. And really, there was just nothing there. It was, you know, they just didn't have a bunch of things covered. It was just normal. It was like all porn shops ought to be. But anyway, yes, porn shops in Kansas, they found it in the wrong county. What a bunch of idiots. Frankfort, Kentucky. House and Senate leaders have finally gotten together over differences with their prospective spending plans and will likely vote Monday. If the budget passes, Governor Fletcher can veto all or parts of it, which would change the subject. Oh, which would then be subject to override. So wait, let me get this straight. House and Senate leaders have finally gotten together over differences in their prospective spending plans and will likely vote Monday. If the budget passes, the governor can veto all or parts of it, which would then be subject to an override. It just sounds like this whole world is so screwy. These guys are going to sit there and haggle out a bill so they can send it to a governor who's going to veto it so they can override it. Doesn't it seem like maybe Texas has it right. Maybe the legislature should only be in business 6 months every other year. These guys have nothing else to do. Kenner, Louisiana. Four former AT&T workers were accused of stealing $26,000 after the company announced the closing of its Kenner plant, eliminating 150 jobs, police said. The suspect allegedly made it appear customers overpaid the company, then issued refund checks to themselves. You don't steal money by writing a check to yourself. What's wrong with you people? If you want to steal money, call me. I'll give you tips over the phone. We'll go $5 a minute. I'll give me an 800 number. How to commit crimes, 1-900-BART-COP. And when you call me and say, Bart, we're going to steal a shitload of money from our boss, I'm going to say, no, dude, don't write a check to yourself. You know why? Because when the check goes to your account, it's got your signature, your account number, your driver's license, your fucking social security number, your everything in the world, and then it goes back to your boss. The guy you stole the money from gets a copy of your crime mailed to him by the bank. What are you, stupid? How stupid are they in Louisiana? Apparently about nearly as stupid as they are in Kentucky, Kansas, Illinois, and San Diego. Bodum County, San Diego. The other thing about four people stealing $26,000. Excuse me. the BFEE, they do a couple of things right. And one thing they do right is their motto, never steal anything small. You don't go to jail over a fourth of $26,000. What is that, $6,500? Yes, that's a lot of money, but not to go to jail for. If listen to me, if you got a chance, even $60,000 is not really worth going to jail for, but if you got a chance to steal $600,000, and it's like a poker hand, there's always a, you know, you're probably going to win. You're probably going to get away with this. If the cops have, you know, a full boat, aces high, then you're going to go to jail. But at least you went to jail for something. You went to jail trying to steal $600,000. Now the BFEE, they steal $600 million or they don't get out of bed. They don't get out of bed for $100 million, $200 million. No, if they're going to steal something, they're going to steal a country. They're going to steal all the oil in a country and then all the assets in a country. And then they're going to steal all the oil and all the assets in the country next door to it. And then next door to it. And next door to that. Next door to that. And on and on. They're not going to steal $6,000 and split it four ways. What are you guys, stupid? Never steal anything small. Think about that. You don't want to be sitting in jail. What are you in for? Well, I tried to steal $1.40. Minnesota, St. Paul. The Senate unanimously passed a bill. You always have to wonder about something that passed unanimously. Passed a bill restricting the sale of cold medicines containing ingredients used to make methamphetamine. The bill would require the medicines to be stored behind pharmacy counters. Customers would have to sign for purchases capped at two packages at a time. You know why? Because Actifed is dangerous, so you can only have two boxes at a time. But guns? No. There's no law against how many fucking guns you can buy. You can buy 200 guns at a time. But if you try to buy two packs of Actifed, you're a criminal, and you got to go do time for that. Because Actifed's dangerous. But loaded guns times 200... no problem there. No reason at all to be worried about that. It's just 200 loaded guns. See, this is not proof there's no God. 200 guns at a time, that's legal. Two boxes of Actifed up against the wall, motherfucker. Put your hands behind your back. Don't, he tried to move. Kill him, bam, bam. Shot him 31 times, Your Honor. We thought he might have moved. Jesus Christ. Actifed or loaded Glocks? Which is more dangerous? I can't decide. St. Robert, Missouri. Big Louie's, a strip club, was placed off-limits to soldiers. The soldiers need it the most. Their honeys back in New Jersey or in Washington or in San Diego getting shot. Here, this poor bastard's in the middle of Missouri. What's he supposed to do? Turn into a priest and grab him a five-year-old? Give the fellow a little release, would you? A Post spokesman said Major General R.L. Castro, the Post commander, made the decision because of an unspecified emergency. We had an emergency come down the pike that prevents the soldiers to prevent the soldiers from going to the strip club. And it was unspecified. Because to let you know the nature of the emergency, it would help Al-Qaeda. Because the terrorists win if they let us know why the soldiers can't go to the strip club. Oh, if Bart ran this country, things would be a lot different. Beatrice, Nebraska. 12 Beatrice middle school students staged a walkout to protest what they called an unfair treatment of an openly gay student by a teacher who took gay pride posters away from her. The students also claim administrators haven't done anything about the bullying of the girl. Principal Randy Schluter said the school is dealing with the problem. I'm sure they are. I'm sure that's the top priority of the school, to prevent the gay girl from being bullied. Just like it's the second top priority of the school to take away a gay pride poster that the girl had. How dare she bring that communist filth on the school grounds? How dare she have and recognize her own sexuality? How dare she? How dare she not rewire her brain and be attracted to boys? And then you got another, oh my God, she's attracted to boys. Well, now we got another crisis on our hands. Son of a bitch, is this is just nutty. You can't pick up a newspaper in this world and not go a little bit nuts. All you can do, you know, you can turn Republican, more God, more guns, less education, more hate. Sure, there you go. Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, what is this outrage going to be? The Palms Hotel Casino is planning a 50-story condominium tower with construction due to begin in 2006. Developer George Maloof said, well, the idea that Vegas needs another 50 stories worth of construction is not news. The headline should be, headline Las Vegas. Today, no giant skyscrapers were proposed to the City Planning Commission because there are enough rooms in Vegas. I don't understand it. The idea that the Palms needs another 50 stories, you can't name a casino in Vegas that hasn't had to put on a couple of extra towers in the last couple of years because there's no room in Vegas because everybody's there. You can't go into Vegas hardly because there's... Good luck finding a room, and if you find a room, good luck moving around because the taxis are full, the shows are full, the restaurants are full. It's just full. No matter how, they could build 100,000 rooms today if the little wife from Bewitched was out there and wiggled her nose and added 100,000 rooms today, they'd be sold out by the weekend. Blood pressure 210 over 160. Ruidoso, New Mexico. State officials pledge to send juveniles on probation to Camp Sierra Blanca. Now, I drink tequila. What does that? Camp Sierra Blanca. The White Sands Camp. To increase its population and stem financial losses. Quit it. The Camp Sierra Blanca is having financial losses, so they're going to send them more juveniles. There you go. There you go. That's good thinking. The detention center was nearly closed last summer under plan to rehabilitate more juveniles in their communities. That caused a public outcry. Oh, that's so crazy. I'm not even going to get in it. We only have 50 states, and I'm only going to do a handful of these. Cooperstown, New York. A father charged in the death of his one-year-old son allegedly placed morphine in the child's milk. Otsego County Prosecutor John Moore said Corbin Douglas Jr., 19, may have given his son as many as 3 bottles of morphine-laced milk. You know, did you hear, I don't know where this is from, maybe back east, like one of the Carolinas, some guy threw his daughter, they didn't say how old she was, I'm guessing she was very young, but he threw his daughter off a 50-foot highway overpass, and she's fine. Don't trust me. If this kid wants to grow up believing in God, all power to her, I'll send her a check. But this son of a bitch threw her off a 50-foot overpass onto the... I mean, it was a highway overpass. I assume it was over the highway. She didn't break any bones. I think she had something. They were watching her liver, spleen or something, but she didn't break any bones. 50 feet, I suppose, on the concrete. Again, they don't have a lot of dirt roads. I've seen dirt roads, but you don't build many overpasses over them. But ain't that something? That kid's going to grow. All power to her and all praise to Jesus. If that happened to me, I'd be a believer too. Tulsa, Oklahoma. An immigrant worker from India testified in the second phase of a trial against the John Pickle Company, factory, that he was held against his will and forced to work for less than minimum wage. The company argued that some workers were, quote, trainees and exempt from federal minimum wage laws. Well, look, typical Oklahoma, typical Republicans, typical conservatives, and fuck them ragheads. This is Oklahoma. What they did, they shipped in a whole bunch of people from India, and they promised, oh, come to America, make it rich, yada-da. And then when they got here, they locked these people up. They just put them in slave camps, and they locked them up, and the Tulsa paper wanting to protect these hand jobs said they were paid less than the minimum wage. Well, what is that, 3 cents an hour? 40 cents a day? How much were they paid? The sons of bitches. Why can't a reporter do his job? It probably takes It surely takes more letters, more room in the newspaper to say they were paid less than the minimum wage than it would be to say they were paid $2 a day. There are fewer letters in $2 a day than there are in paid less than the minimum wage. The sons of bitches, what's wrong with the press in this country, even if they're not crooked bastards on the BFEE payroll? Why can't they just do their jobs? Why can't they write on their fucking hand who, what, where, why, when, and how? And then when they write a story, before they hit send, why don't they look at their damn hand? We'll tattoo it on there. Fuck writing it. We'll tattoo it on their hand. Who, what, where, why, when, and how? And that way, right before they file the story, they can look at their damn hand and see if they answered all the questions. We don't have the what here. They were paid less than, but he didn't bother to say how much. That pisses me off. It should piss you off, too. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Fatal shootings by police rose to 14 in 2004. That's according to a report by the Philadelphia Police Department. Court-ordered watchdog, the integrity and the Philly cops... The Philly cops have a integrity and accountability office appointed by the fucking mayor. You know it is. The mayor, I don't even know who it is. He's probably a hand job. He appoints his brother-in-law in charge of the integrity and accountability office, please. Excuse me, Mr. Manager, was the shooting justified? Uh-huh. It sure was, Cousin Ted. In the previous 5 years, fatal shootings by police averaged 5. Now they're up to 14. Well, you know them niggers ask for it. They always do. Standing around with their pants hanging down, being black. They just ask for it. They all do. Which reminds me, you remember when Hillary was in office? Remember how they kept again and again, they kept talking about, it was one of these Paul Harvey hand jobs where he talks about the, I don't know if it was the Move people in Philly, it was somewhere, but they talked again and again about how Hillary personally went to Philadelphia with a can of gas, and she coaxed all these black guys into this tiny building, and then she personally went around to each mattress and soaked it with gasoline, and then she went to the hardware store, I think it was an Ace hardware store, and bought a big fat Yale lock. It was like had a half inch one of those, one of the bands on it, the U, and she locked these poor black men in the building and then laughed maniacally as she torched the place and burned all the Negroes. That's, and her name was Hillary Rodham Clinton, Paul Harvey says. Son of a bitch. You know, what is today's recurring theme? What the fuck is wrong with this world? With this country? That story, I heard that stupid Hillary Philadelphia story a dozen times. You know, first the Gold Star mother sent it out, and then here comes Hannity's got it, and then Russia's got it, and then Fox News does a whole series on it, and then, you know, Michael Wiener, that has sex with the death, the dead people, he's got a segment on it, and then, you know, then Paul Harvey's got a follow-up on it, and then Dr. Laura mentions how she saw it on Hannity, and then it just keeps going and keeps going, and none of it's true. If any of it was true, somebody would have actually filed an actual story that was by a believable person or entity. But it just keeps going. It's just Hillary murdering the black men for sport. It just keeps going. Columbia, South Carolina. The House approved a bill to limit pain and suffering awards in medical malpractice cases. Representatives approved a $350,000 cap on such awards, but the bill must go back to the Senate to consider rules on medication to resolve... What? A mediation to resolve differences. So, if the doctor, say you're 10 years old and the doctor operates on you and he screws something up and causes you intense pain, now it's not going to kill you, but you're going to go through the next 70 years of intense pain, and the cap on that is $350,000. My good math is $5,000 a year you're going to get from these sons of bitches who caused you nonstop pain. $5,000 a year, $365, that's what, $15 a day? Is my math right? I think it is right. $15 a day to go through massive, intense pain? Because the Republicans think we need tort reform. Fuck them. $15 a day. Now, as soon as it happens to them, they're going to have a reason why it doesn't apply. And, oh, the reason we had to overrule the law in this case is, and then they'll fill in a blank because the guy was rich and white, or his son, you know, the son of a rich and white guy. How dare they cap pain and suffering $15 a day? Fuck you, GOP.
Giving Ditto Monkeys the red ass is Bartcom.